Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The State Department Human Rights Report embodies the importance of human rights for American diplomacy and for our vision of an open, free, prosperous, and secure world, declared Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the release of this year's reports. In 2022, in countries across every region, we continue to see a backsliding in human rights conditions, the closing of civic space, disrespect for fundamental human dignity, including in Iran, said Secretary Blinken.
In the wake of the tragic death of Mahsa Amini, authorities have killed hundreds of peaceful protesters, including dozens of children, and have arbitrarily detained thousands. Iranian forces are using torture and gender-based violence against arrested protesters. Journalists and lawyers are harassed and preemptively detained. Sham trials and hasty executions are used to further intimidate the people of Iran.
The international community has come together to condemn and confront Iran's brutal crackdown, declared Secretary Blinken, and will continue to act in support of the right of the Iranian people to speak out for their fundamental freedoms. In Afghanistan, the Taliban relentlessly discriminates against and represses women and girls, issuing dozens of decrees that restrict women's freedom of movement and their right to education and work, noted Secretary Blinken.
The Taliban's December edict, barring female employees of non-governmental organizations from the workplace, imperils the tens of millions of Afghans who depend on humanitarian assistance for their very survival.
Human rights have further eroded in Burma, where the military regime continues to brutalize the population. Thousands of activists, pro-democracy actors, and members of the regime's opposition have been killed, detained, or forced to flee by authorities. And Rohingya and other marginalized communities continue to suffer the most acute discrimination and human rights abuses. The People's Republic of China continues its abuses, including genocide and crimes against humanity against Uyghurs, repression of Tibetans, crackdown on basic rights in Hong Kong, targeting of individuals on the mainland for exercising fundamental freedoms, and transnational repression against individuals in other countries for speaking out. And in Cuba, courts have issued draconian jail sentences to hundreds of people for protesting for their rights. The 2022 Human Rights Report is a reminder of the extraordinary courage of so many activists, journalists, lawyers, government officials, regular citizens, who at great personal risk stand up to these abuses. The United States stands with them.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.